aboard!
Welcome to Idiots Abroad. I'm Evan.
I'm Kellen.
And this is the podcast where we talk about all the stupid stuff we've done while traveling.
And we bring in guests to make us feel better about ourselves.
Let's get into it.
Let's go.
Welcome to the first episode of Idiots Abroad. I'm Evan Midford.
And I'm Kellen Taniguchi. And we're both idiots.
Yes, we are, Kellen. Why are we both idiots?
Well, they're going to find out. We got some stories to tell them.
So this is the podcast where we talk about the stupid stuff we've done while traveling, and we talk to other people about the stupid stuff that they've done traveling.
Yeah. And then we rate like how big of an idiot they are with our idiot meter.
It's always a 10 for me. It's going to be a 10 for me.
But I mean, if they're like comparing it to ours, they might be like a 4.
Kellen, I always knew you were an idiot. I always knew you were an idiot, Kellen.
Why is that?
Well, because you have outrageously bad road rage. You just yell constantly and call people the most ridiculously bad names while driving.
But
what?
They usually deserve it. Like, go on.
That and you don't know where you're going ever. Like, honestly, you've driven to my house before and you've gotten lost 4 out of 4 times. It is not that hard. I've given you explicit directions. You have GPS in your phone.
I took the directions you told me earlier this week, and I was like, oh, yeah, we're going to end up on Lodge, and we ended up on the perimeter, so guess I did not listen fully.
And our other friend who was in the car with you, Kaylin, was giving you the correct directions, and you chose to ignore her, ignore her completely, and you just ended up driving all the way around the perimeter. So
I'm directionally challenged, and my friends even pointed that out to me this past summer.
Under what circumstances, Kellen?
So we had a bonfire at my friend's house, and they're like, oh, like, talking about north, south, east, west, you know, the stuff that is, like, directions and stuff. They're like, what way's north? And I pointed in front of me. I'm like, there? They're like, no, that's, like, east. I was like, oh. And then they're like, why did you think that was north? I'm like, well, because, like, I'm looking at it. And, like, usually north is the one on top. So, like, whatever way I'm looking is north. And they were like, so they made me like turn around. They're like, hey, turn around, Kellen. They're like, now where is north? And I was like, in front of me. And then they kept doing it. And I was right 1 out of 4 times. I was. But like, yeah, so they were like, how did you not know that north is like always one specific location? I'm like, I don't know. I just assumed like it moves with me. And like, it doesn't.
Well, we were taught that as kids. We were taught like north is always up on the compass. But then, you know, the thing about the compass is when you turn, the compass turns with it.
Or with us.
Or with us. So you act. So when was that, sorry?
Last summer. So I was 22 years old.
Oh, man.
So, yeah. So I guess that just pretty much sums up my skills of directions.
That is.
Yeah.
I thought I had bad directions, like just getting lost and stuff. But, dude. How? Did nobody ever tell you? Like, did that never come up? You've never had to go north before?
No, like, I don't know. And, like, I know I live in North Kildonan, but I was like, oh, maybe they just call it that so they differentiate it. But I guess we're in, like, the north position, but I don't know. So now I'm kind of, like, slowly starting to understand what north is, and we're slowly learning, and I'm slowly getting better at directions.
Have you ever used a compass before in your life?
No, but I use, like, the ones we use in math class.
Different kind of compass.
Like the ones with the angles.
Right, yeah.
Protractor, I use that.
Isn't a compass different from a protractor? Like in terms of math terms?
I don't know. I'm not in math.
A math compass is the one where it's like this and you make circles out of it.
That thing, yeah. That's what I thought. Yeah.
That's
so,
a compass.
So yes, I was shown what a compass was as a kid.
Yeah, different kind of compass. Not a protractor, not to be confused. Jesus Christ, Kellen.
Oh, God.
Why?
I don't know. I just don't explain my brain. It happens. It just thinks on its own.
You never were a Boy Scout or like a cub or anything?
No.
You never had to go outside before in your life?
No, I just played soccer, and even that was scary. Like, when I was a kid, there was, like, worms on the goalpost, and I was not having that. So, I don't know.
Isn't there a story about you playing soccer?
Yeah, that's not about directions, though.
Yeah, it's about you being an idiot.
I guess. So, like, ugh. I guess this is just rip on Kellen. Okay, anyways.
Rip on Kellen podcast.
Yeah, so, like, when I was 4 or 5 years old, we played co-ed soccer. And apparently every time there wasn't a girl on my line or on the field at the same time as me, I would just stand there and just bawl my eyes out.
Goddamn, Callum. You have a way with the ladies.
Oh, yeah, for sure. So much that my mom like had to drag me off the field because it was so embarrassing.
Just because you wanted all the girls on your line.
And she was like, never do that again. I was like, hey. And then I got out there. I did it again. So, yeah.
Didn't you think girls had cooties back then? Didn't we think that as kids?
I don't know. I guess not. And, like, it was a struggle when I went from co-ed to all-boys soccer. Like, that was a struggle.
Yeah, you were crying the whole time.
Yeah, basically nonstop. I'm like, it's sweat, I swear.
Oh, my God. Well, Kellen, that's thank you.
Yeah,
thank you for sharing.
Anytime.
That's good. That's good stuff.
Yeah, I'm sure it's going to get a lot better, too.
Oh, so, it's about to, because you're about to get into the actual stories we were supposed to be talking about this episode.
Yeah.
So you traveled to Europe.
Yeah, the summer of 2016, before I knew where North was.
So you traveled due east to Europe, and who'd you go with?
I went with my friends Braden and Isaac. I've been friends with Braden since I was 5 and Isaac since junior high, so grade 7.
So grade 7.
Yeah, it was a 6-week backpacking trip.
Jeez.
And you can imagine the stories.
We're about to get into it here.
Yeah.
But so started out here. You started in London, right? But there was something else.
Yeah, something happened before I even left.
Okay, let's get into it.
Let's do a little content warning. You might get a little chilly.
Yeah.
No, chilly. Like, get a little, like, grossed out.
Yeah, chili has ground beef in it.
Yay! I did that on purpose.
If you don't like meat grinders, skip this part.
Yeah, yeah.
No! This is a tasty burger.
We started in London. We got to London. I wasn't able to drink the first 2 days. And I'm like, hey, I came to Europe to drink. Like, this sucks. So, like, I couldn't drink the first 2 days because I was on antibiotics because 5 or 6 days before we left, I had an accident.
Not that kind of accident. like a real accident.
Yeah. So I worked at a deli for about 4 years. So, like, you know, routine stuff, making ground beef. Like, it's what I do. I'm good at it.
This story goes somewhere else.
Yeah, so, like, the meat grinder, it's a big, like, tub thing on wheels, and I stand on the part where the wheels are just to, like, hit the beef that gets stuck on the side down, and I hit it off the side so it gets ground up. So one day I was doing that, like, just before my shift ended, really, and I was doing that, and I stepped down with my arm still in the meat grinder thing, and I stepped on the foot pedal, and the foot pedal made the arms move, which made my arm move. And that, yeah. So it took my arm for a few spins. Thank God I'm skinny. I got it out in time, but not before one of the bolts put a big chunk in my arm.
There. Oh my God, dude.
Yeah.
So you literally got your arm stuck in a meat grinder.
Not stuck. Like, it went for a few spins.
What does that mean?
Like, the arm, mixing arms that usually mixes the beef together. Like, if you have, like, lean ground beef, regular round beef, mixing it together, my arm went for a mix with it.
Didn't crush your arm?
No, my manager thought it was going to be broken, but it was just super swollen. And, like, you could tell for, like, the whole 6 weeks I was gone.
Jesus.
And, yeah, so, and then I have this scar on my arm here because of it, and it needed stitches.
Ah, well, and that's relevant to your Europe story here because you couldn't drink in London.
And I needed to get my stitches out.
And you needed to get your stitches out.
Because my doctor was like, no, I cannot take them out early for you. You need to get your friend to look at a YouTube video and do it themselves. I was like, oh that God. Gives me so much confidence. Thank you.
There's no way that your doctor actually said that get your friend to watch a YouTube video to remove your stitches.
I swear to God. I was like, oh, great. My mom was like, oh, fantastic.
That is, wow.
He's like, it's not that hard. Just get him to watch YouTube. You're fine. I'm like, I get that there's only like 3 or 4 stitches there, but like, I don't trust my friends with that. So the first few days we were in Europe, in London, and then this is in Brussels now, where I'm like, hey, I guess the stitches can come out, because he didn't really tell me what day to do it. So I was like, that seems like it's time. So we're like, let's do this. So I don't trust Isaac, so I got Braden to do it.
He didn't tell you when to take the stitches out?
No, he just said, when you're in Europe, get your friend to look at YouTube and do it. Didn't, like, say when. So I just figured a week was enough.
You didn't ask?
I don't remember. I really wasn't listening. I was, like, worried about, like, not being able to go to Europe, but I was. So, yeah, so Braden, I got him to take out my stitches for me, and, like, we have these scissors, and, like, the YouTube video, he's watching it. He's like, hey, I think I can do this. Well, my other friend's just laughing in the corner, killing himself. Like, I was like, this is great, and I was just so nervous. And, like, he has the scissors. He's like, hey, don't move. I was like, hey, I don't know what to do. And, like, so he just went for it, and then he just started pulling it, like, tickled a little bit. But, like, it worked, and he got it out, but, like, that was a bonding experience, and I trust him a lot more with things now.
So it worked out?
Yeah, it worked out. Nothing bad happened, but,
what?
Like, YouTube has some credible sources. That's what we learned.
Apparently.
Yeah.
If you want to become a doctor, just watch a just single watch 5-minute YouTube video, and you're probably fine.
Yeah, exactly. If he can do it, you can do it, so... If you need to get stitches out, don't even go back to the hospital. Just do it yourself.
So that was in Brussels.
Yes.
So how did you get from London to Brussels? You took the train?
Yes.
What was that like?
The train's cool. Like, that one was a bit different because we had our U-Rail pass for everywhere else, but London isn't included in the places that can take that. Hmm. So it was like a $200 train ride, which is stupid.
Yeah, no kidding.
But yeah, but the train ride, nothing really happened. I slept. Nothing got stolen, so.
Hmm. What else did you do in London, if not besides not drink?
In London?
Yeah.
We went to the Wax Museum. I took some pictures with Wax Michael Jackson, Wax Usain Bolt, did some poses, ate some fish and chips, obviously.
Oh, dude, fish and chips in London? That's like the only thing I ate. I was there for 7 days. Mm-hmm. I ate fish and chips every single day. Same. It's so good.
It's better with beer, though, I've heard.
It is. Actually, I went to London when I was 16.
Oh, okay.
Summer of 2010. Yeah, I'm 24.
You're old.
You're 23. I went when I was 16, so I couldn't drink beer either.
In London, you can't drink at 16?
No. Well, I mean, in Italy, there is no drinking age. So I had some wine in Italy.
Okay, wine classy.
Yeah, exactly. If there's one thing people think of me when they think Evan Midford, it's...
They're like, Evan's a classy broad.
The classiest mistress. But yeah, dude, fish and chips.
Oh.
That's a 10 out of 10 for me.
Yeah. That was highlight of my London.
Would eat again.
Yeah, me too.
So then you go to Brussels.
Mm-hmm. Then the stitches happen. Brussels, boring. Forget about it.
Boring, eh?
Yeah, it was like kind of dirty and like, I don't know. It wasn't the best. They have good beer and they have good waffles, but that's about it.
Belgian waffles.
Yeah, Belgian waffles. Best waffles I've ever had. Then from Brussels, we went to Amsterdam.
Nice.
Yeah, Amsterdam was great. You get off the train in Amsterdam. My friend actually got his bag stolen on the train to Amsterdam. So first stop in Amsterdam was a police station.
Oh, great.
Yeah.
Did you get it back?
No, he didn't. He had to order a new rail pass and everything. But yeah, you get off the train in Amsterdam and the smell of weed just hits you instantly. You're like, oh, I'm high. Yeah.
All of the preconceived, like, when you think of Amsterdam, you just instantly think of weed. It's all true.
It is true. And soon it will be true here as well.
Yes. Yeah, the smell of weed is just emanating off of you right now. I wasn't going to say anything, but...
Shit.
So, you get to Amsterdam, your buddy's bag gets stolen, and everything smells like weed.
Yeah, and then me and my other friend were kind of annoyed at our friend Isaac, because we're like, hey, we're in Amsterdam. We don't want to be at a police station wasting one of our days. Like, ugh.
How dare you get your bag stolen?
Like, Jesus. But... No, like, Amsterdam was pretty smooth sailing until the night I ate a brownie.
What kind of brownie?
It was a pot brownie.
Nice.
I was like, we're in Amsterdam. We have to. I've never had an edible before. So I was like, we have to. Like, we're in Amsterdam. Like, you gotta.
When I was in Amsterdam, we went on a bus tour, and two old ladies that went as a couple, they're just friends, and they went on this bus tour, and they were, like, combined age of, like, 150, probably more, and they had pot brownies when they were in Amsterdam. It was pretty funny.
That's so funny.
Forgetting the grannies.
Yeah.
As much as they're beautiful and wonderful ladies.
Yeah. So me and my one friend didn't want to do it. So me and my one friend, Isaac, went inside and we were like, hey, can we get some brownie? And I was like, hey, this is my first time. I'm like, this is my first time. Like, how do we do this? I was like, how many should I get? He was like, oh, like probably 10. I was like, oh, okay, sure. I was like, sign me up. I'll get 10 of them. He's like, dude, I'm kidding. I was like, oh, I totally would have bought 10. He's like, one's enough for you. I was like, all right. I was like, so I get one, and then you have to, like, eat it in there for some reason, like, or, like, whatever.
Interesting.
Yeah, so we ate it there. Then we went back to the hotel. We're just sitting there an hour later. I'm like, well, this sucks. Like, I don't feel anything. Let's go back and get another one. And then 2 hours, like, another hour later, it was 2 hours since we ate it. I'm like, hey, I still feel nothing. This is stupid. Like, I wasted my money. I'm in Amsterdam. I didn't get high. So I'm like, hey, guess we're going to start packing because we're leaving the next day. And then my friend just starts laughing. I'm like, what is wrong with you? And I get up to start packing, and then I just lost my mind. Like, I just started laughing so hard. I'm like, I don't know what's going on right now.
One brownie.
One brownie. He's right. Good thing I didn't get 10, and good thing I didn't go back and get more because, like, it got weird. Like, I was eating chips, and I thought I was drowning.
What?
Like, I guess my throat was so dry from the high or the brownie. I don't know. I was, like, eating chips. I was like, I'm dying. But, like, I didn't die. But, like, I was eating the chips. I'm like, hey, this is, like, weird. And I was like, hey, well, like, what do I do? Like, I'm dying here. So I was like, I'm going to know what. How do I fix this? We're going to go take a shower. And I'm like, that's how you stop yourself from, like, choking.
Oh, man. So you went and took a shower.
Weirdest shower of my life.
What?
So I get in there. High as a kite.
High as a kite.
Yeah, high as a kite. I, like, look up. I'm, like, looking at the shower nozzle thingy, like, you know where the water comes out?
Yeah.
Shower head.
I understand.
Okay. So, like, I'm, like, looking at that, and I'm like, okay. I was like, what's going on? I was like, I was like, oh my God, there's water coming out of all these holes. And I was like, this is beautiful. And I was like, I don't know, like, what is going on? And then, like, my friends are like, are you still in the shower? And I guess they said it was, like, 20 minutes. I'm like, oh, I haven't even started yet. Yeah. I was just, like, standing there staring at this shower head. I'm like, oh, my God. And I'm just, like, looking up in awe. Like, it's, like, the sun's, like, gleaming down on me. And I was like, oh, my God. I'm like, oh, no, no, I'm good. And then I started, like, yeah. And then I just did that. And then the ceramic.
Yeah.
It was, like, soft. I was like, oh, this is cool.
Like the floor of the shower?
Yeah. So, like, I got on, like, the ground. I just sat there, looked up, and, like, was, like, just in my feels, I guess. And then eventually I was like, hey, that's enough. And then went back out there, had a few more laugh attacks with my friend. And, yeah, that was it. That was the, yeah, choking on chips and, like, impressed by the shower head. So.
Wow. Hi, Kellen is just, he's a simple man. He's a simple man. He just looks at a single thing for 45 minutes and is just in complete awe. Is that the only time you've been high?
No. Off of edible, yes. In like high school, I went through like a stoner phase and then I stopped and now I don't do it.
Ever?
Ever.
You don't smoke weed every day?
Like, no. If someone's like, hey, want something? I'm like, it's free. I'm like, eh.
I'd have to think about it if it was free.
Yeah.
I mean, I haven't smoked pot since probably high school. So yeah. it's been like 6 or 7 years. I just don't, my friends don't do it, so I don't do it. We're pretty boring.
That's fair. Yeah. My friend actually got photographic evidence of me being super high in Amsterdam. So this picture I'm about to show you, we can eventually tweet it out maybe.
We'll send it in
we'll
our...
See, we'll see. Yeah. We'll see.
Check Kellen's Twitter account.
No, our Twitter account. So like while you're looking at that, another thing that happened, I was like looking in the mirror that night and I was like, my eyes are so red. And I was just like, I stood in the mirror for like 10 minutes just like investigating my eyeballs, and like, and then I laid on the bed like that, and then that's how I passed out.
That is please, if you're driving or something, when you get to your destination, do not forget, go to our Twitter account and look at this fucking picture, because oh my God, if you, this Kellen, you look like, you look like the most stereotypical high person ever. Like, you're literally just, why would you do this? Why would you do this to your body? Your body's a temple, Kellen.
I was, like, dying. And you can tell. But, yeah, so Amsterdam was great. Amsterdam was a great time.
Yeah, honestly, sounds like a pretty great
time.
But
honestly, like, jokes aside, like, idiots aside, one of the coolest places I've ever been to. Like, museums, Van Gogh Museum, the Anne Frank House.
Yeah.
Just even, like, walking through the red light district, you're like, the fuck?
Did you go during at night, the red light district?
Yeah.
Yeah, I went as well, but my parents were the one who were like, come on, kids, we got to check out the red light district, because it's like, apparently it's like a thing to see in Amsterdam.
It is.
So like they thought of it of like a tourist destination, so they took their kids with them, which
That's
was me
so
and my
weird.
Brother.
We just like, went literally naked. Some, like.
I didn't see anybody naked. I think that was against the law because there weren't any naked people. But you'd go by and all the girls would be lined up in the windows. But one of them was especially trashy looking and she did have a little nip showing.
Wow.
It was like,
I can imagine you just, I can't imagine 16. Doing that with a
I was
parent
16.
And being like, oh, Dad, look at that tit.
Did not
like,
make
that's
any,
just awkward.
There's no way. That would be like, there's no way I actually like made reference to it. It's like, hey, Dad, look. No. It's like when you're watching a movie and a sex scene comes on, you're watching with your parents, you don't go like, whoa, look at that, boom. Like
you just like look down until it's over.
You're exactly. Like, mm-hmm, you're mm-hmm. just like, come in.
Oh my God. I'm like picturing a family trip through the red light district
deafening
and I can't.
Silence. It's deafening silence.
Because like I didn't see any families when I was there.
It's fun for the
so
whole
So I don't
family.
Think it's a typical thing to say, hey, kids, let's go. No, that's I really didn't. Funny though.
I saw some belligerent Dutch people. Where it walked, I remember one guy walking up, and I guess he didn't like the price that the lady was giving him. So he walks up, and they're talking, and then he just like, whoa! And the sound he makes caused so much spit to enter the air, and he was just like, whoa! And then he just like kept screaming something in Dutch. I don't know. That's a weird language.
Oh my God.
Yeah, my parents and I went to the red light district. Yeah, it was fine.
It was fine.
And yeah, Amsterdam was cool because it's like they call it the Venice of the North because there's so many canals and everything.
So nice.
I didn't know what to expect out of Amsterdam, but I was only there for one day and one night. So yeah. not a huge sample size, but it was pretty cool. Had some outstanding pizza there as well.
Yeah.
Did not get high though. No.
But that was like That's the place we stayed, like, one of the longer times. That in Rome, we stayed for 4 days each.
Yeah.
And it was just, like, real cool. Like, so many bikes. We didn't get bikes. Like, I'm bad with directions. I'm like, I don't want to cause a traffic jam. Clearly. I don't want to, like, make all these people on their bikes crash. I'm not good at riding my bike either. Like, I can, but, like, I'd probably cause accidents. So I was like, we're going to pass on that. We're just going
to
watch.
So if somebody were to tell you 2 years ago to go south, would you start walking backwards?
Probably.
Like, all right, Kellen, we're going to go south down this. It's like, how are we going to go south on a bike? I can't bike backwards, Isaac.
It would be like the logical conclusion I would come to. Yes, I'd be like, I guess we're going backwards.
That makes sense. In Kellen's mind, it was just like, I guess this is what they mean. So yeah. Amsterdam, pretty cool. Yeah, the Anne Frank house was awesome as well. It was outstanding.
One of my favorites. Yeah. Yeah. Well, we went to the Heineken brewery, too. I got to pour some beer, put that on my resume, and I came back, applied at a golf course, and got hired as a bartender. So,
really?
What, no, what? I mentioned it in my interview. I don't have it on my resume.
Funny. Was the Heineken brewery tour free?
No.
No, it wasn't.
No, but you get, like, two beers.
Do you get, like, a lot of beer out of it?
Well, you get two, like, full ones. Yeah.
Interesting. Because I went to the Samuel Adams brewery in Boston.
Uh-huh.
Tour was 100% free. You just walk in, they give you free beer.
Interesting.
And so they show you everything, and then at the end you like get to test out beers and stuff. I probably had like three beers by the end of it, but you could have had way more.
Yeah.
Like, they just hand out pitchers, and if you wanted to be like a douche, you could just like drink the whole pitcher if you wanted. But yeah, Samuel Adams brewery tour. If I can get those words out of my mouth, oh my god. Brewery tour.
There you go.
Was free. Heineken one, not the case. Where'd you go next?
From there we went to Germany.
Hey, Johnny, how about a beer, huh?
Ooh, a couple Charles Bukowskis.
A couple of Brustoyevskis.
Maybe a Mike Brugoslawski.
Perhaps a Teddy Bruski.
No!
And, like, the first two places in Germany, no problems. Like, as problem-free, we had a good time, lots of beer. Like, it was nice. Like, we went to this place called Freiburg. It's, like, a place, a little town. My friend went to, like, one of the exchange students that came to Winnipeg was from there, and she was like, oh, come for, like, a few days. My friend went to River East Collegiate in high school, and I went to Miles Mack. And she was an exchange student at River East, and that's how they knew her. I didn't know her.
Oh,
they
I
knew
see.
Her, but we stayed at her house. Great family. Thank you, Anna.
What was that like, staying at somebody at a stranger's house?
It was actually fine because, like, she picked us up from the train station, and she was super chill, and we got to talking. She made us food right when we got there. Her mom did our laundry and folded it and everything.
Beautiful.
Like, it was great. Like, it was a great little town and lots of beer. Cheap beer.
She spoke English. Did her parents speak any English?
We didn't really talk to them a lot, but yes, they did.
They did, eh?
Yeah. Hmm. And so did, like, all their friends.
Do you have Wiener Schnitzel?
Correct.
Correct? Oh, correct. Dude, that is so good. Fish and chips in London, entire time I spent in Germany and Austria, it was just schnitzel.
Yeah.
It was so good. It's just like fried veal. Like, what is it?
It's literally it's just like deep fried. And it's like so typical and boring. It shouldn't be so good, but like, it's so good.
Maybe it's just because we're so used to eating like North American food that.
And Merc dogs.
Yeah. Okay, so you stay at this stranger's house.
Yeah, so that was great. Like,
which
just,
was a pleasant experience.
Yeah, and Freiburg's a nice little town. I highly recommend just going there, but it was good that it lined up on the time it was the festival.
I have a question.
Yeah.
So you went to a small town. What's a small town? Like, what's the population?
A couple hundred, maybe. Like, literally the whole town went to this beer festival.
So did you like rural Europe as much as, like, big metropolitan area of Europe, or would you
say
there
was literally
a
the only place? Oh, different. Yeah, because like there's not as many tourists, right? Like, everyone knew we were tourists because we were literally the only ones. Like, at this beer festival, they're like, oh, a white guy, a Mexican guy, a Japanese guy, tourists. Yeah. So everyone knew, and then they'd all come up to us and like talk to us, and I don't know, real great town. All their friends are like, all her friends were really nice to us, and everyone just really wanted to know about
and
us.
They all spoke relatively good English.
To the most part, yeah.
Cool.
Yeah.
Hmm.
It was really cool.
So how do the Germans like their beer?
I don't know how they like it, but I like it. I don't think I drank one bad beer in Germany at all.
Seriously, how long did you spend there?
In Germany?
Yeah.
We spent 2 days in Freiburg, and then we did 3 days in Berlin, 3 days in Munich. So like a whole week.
A week in Europe. That's a lot of beer.
Yeah. Oh, there was like one time on our trip where we drank beer like 14 days straight, and then we had like a break day. But that's because, like, yeah.
We need rest.
Yeah. But, like, and yeah, in Berlin was cool. We went to the zoo, met my one friend there. That's actually how I got hired at the Manitoban, the U of M newspaper, because the guy that my friends knew there found out I wanted to do sports writing. He was the sports editor. He's like, huh, you're hired. So I got hired in Berlin over a beer.
You just met him. He just happened to be in Berlin at the same time as you?
Yeah, he was doing an internship.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so he was like telling them, oh, when you get here, let me know. So he came to the hostel, got to know him a bit, got hired.
Cool.
I texted my mom like, yeah, got a job. She's like, wait, you're not coming home? I'm like, no, I mean like at home.
So what was Berlin like? Because did you see the wall?
What wall? Yes, I saw the wall.
Oh, I get that. Okay.
That was really bad. But yeah, I saw the wall. It was cool. It's long.
Hmm.
You know, the Berlin Wall. I don't know how to explain it. It was just like really cool to see because like everyone talks about it, obviously, if they've been there, and it was cool to actually see it. So yeah, Berlin was cool. I went to the zoo. Animals are cool. They got some cool animals. Some gorilla started actually. These kids were like fucking with the gorilla and like just like playing with. He had like this little game and you can move it on the other side with sticks and he's like, no. And he's like moving it back and forth with them. Then eventually he got really mad at these people and he threw shit at them.
This gorilla, you actually saw a gorilla?
Yeah, it almost hit us. It hit my friend. Wait,
there wasn't glass? There was like...
Oh, no, it was just barred.
Oh my God.
Yeah, so like he threw shit.
Did anybody get hit?
Yeah, they got a bit of it on him.
Oh my God.
And then a little bit of like residue or like splatter got on my friend a bit, but then it started raining, so it was fine.
Yeah, that's probably fine.
Yeah, it was good. It was really actually, funny though.
Your gorilla actually threw poop at you.
Yeah, that's what you get for being an idiot.
Yeah, no kidding. Wait, God. That's what the other people get for being
idiots.
Yeah,
exactly.
What else do they have at the zoo? How does it differ from the Winnipeg
Zoo? Penguins
are
real cool. I don't know. I don't really go to our zoo, to be honest. They don't have polar bears, but they have bears.
Regular bears.
They have wolves, penguins.
Did you say
seals.
Did you say wolves?
Why are you calling me out? Stop.
It's wolves.
That's what I said.
You said wolves. The plural of wolf is wolves, Kellen.
Yeah, I know.
You're not going to disrespect my spirit animal.
Wolves.
Thank you. Very, very good.
That was very bad. Okay. Yeah. But yeah, so yeah, zoo was cool. Saw some wolves.
Good.
Yeah.
Then where?
Then we finished our Germany like tour in Munich, which compared to Berlin is like more like modern. It's like the difference between these cities is insane because they're not far away from each other.
Well, because Berlin was very much impacted by
the history,
the Soviet Union at the time, right? Mm-hmm. So yeah, that would make sense. I think Munich was in Western, was in West Germany. So
all you see there is like in Berlin, it's all like historic stuff, all that kind of stuff. And Munich, it's like shopping, everything like that. Like just everything's all modern and nice and clean. It was like just a total 360 or 180. And this was the place where my friends were like, because all trip, my friends got lost one time. And I was like, oh, you guys are dumb. I would have got us there in one piece. Probably not. So they're like, no, our hostel's not too far from the Munich train station. We're going to let Kellen guide us to the hostel this time. Big mistake.
Did you have to go west or east or south?
Yes, those are the side-to-side ones. Yeah. Yeah. I did have to go. Oh, not always, because north isn't where you're looking, so it could have been straight ahead.
Yeah.
But anyways... We got out the train station. All we had to do, this is how we did get to the, how you're supposed to get to the hostel.
Okay.
You get out of the train station, go straight, turn left, go down the street. It's there.
But what happened, Kellen?
What happened? Oh God. I got out of the train station. I'm like, hey, like this is easy. I just got to like turn one way or the other. But I'm like looking at the map. I'm like, I don't know what way I'm supposed to turn here. So I turned right.
Oh my God.
Because I was like, I'm like, if I can't decide, I'm like, right's probably the right way to go. Because, like, right. So I'm like, I'm going to prove my friends. I can't just ask them. So I'm like, I'm just going to go and look confident. So I'm like, it's right, guys. They're like, are you sure? I'm like, oh yeah, totally. Like, so we keep going. Then I'm going right a little bit. And then I'm like, we're going to turn left and go straight down out there. Like, you sure? I was like, yeah. Like, trust me, I get against the hostel. And then, like, honestly, it was, like, 20 minutes later, they're like, okay, like, you're way off, dude. They're like, we're taking over. And I was just like, you know what? Just never trust me again with anything because, like, it doesn't happen. Like, yeah, I was just took us 20-minute detour away from our hostel, and they just let me do it.
I think there's a funny symmetry between you going down a street and just having to turn left, but you choose to turn right. And I feel like that is mirrored by the time every time when you drop me off at my house, all you have to do is go to the end of the street and turn left, and you'll be totally fine. But you just choose to go the wrong direction every single time.
I just want to turn right. I don't know why. Like, right's just my default setting. I'm like, oh, we'll turn right here. So I didn't get to lead directions for the rest of the trip. That was Brayden's job. He had the map the whole time.
Is Brayden better with directions?
Yeah, and Isaac's too slow, so it had to be Brayden. Isaac would always be like 20 steps behind us all the time. We're like, oh, he's still there. We're good. And we just keep walking. But yeah, so I'm just too dumb to do directions. I don't do the directions.
Apparently, yeah. Kellen.
But you know what? I'm sick of talking about myself being an idiot. Let's see if someone else can meet our standards.
Yeah, we have an interview Kellen did with a friend of his talking about some other ridiculous travel stories.
Evan, do you want to kind of like introduce this segment that we're going to have every week? We're calling it the Idiot Meter.
Yeah, all right. So we rate each other's stories as well as our guest stories on a scale of 1 to idiot, idiot being idiot.
And 1 being not that big of an idiot.
Not that big of an idiot.
Yeah.
It's a scale of 1 to 10, and we're just going to rate the idiotness. So if I was to rate your entire trip from what you've told me.
Well, we ain't done yet, but yeah.
Oh, God.
So give it room. Give it room.
Okay, give it some room. Okay. I'm going to give you a 10 to start, okay?
So idiot, but we might get to super idiot soon.
Super idiot status. All right, well, here's the interview.
We make ourselves feel better by making other people say the stupid stuff they did, and it's not always Kellen being dumb.
My friend Brayden's joining me right now. Hey, Brayden.
Hello.
Thanks for joining me.
No problem.
Yeah.
I think it was like 2 in the morning, and there's 3 other people in our hostel. I think they all knew each other. And one of the guys, I guess, was already passed out. And me, Kellen, we woke up, and it was these 2 girls were just banging on the door.
Yeah.
And, like, I wasn't going to get up. And I'm like, oh, they'll probably just go away or get a key or something. Eventually, I got up, and, like, it's 3 in the morning. I'm groggy.
Mm-hmm.
I think they were Spanish. I didn't understand what they said. I just went back to bed.
Oh, too bad Isaac was still sleeping.
Yeah. I think I was the last one to wake up that morning, too. Because it was you or Isaac that found the shit in the middle of the bathroom.
I think it was floor. Isaac, because I don't remember seeing it, but I just remember smelling it.
I didn't see it at all. I don't think I even went to the washroom after you told me.
But there was a shit on the floor.
He's right in the middle of the floor.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's
pretty stupid. I don't know how, like I don't know how
the toilet's not that far.
No, and there's a light. Like,
unless they were, like, lined up to go, and, like, they couldn't wait.
That was our debate. Like, was it the guy or was it the girls?
Oh, yeah, we can decide.
I feel like if someone's going to shit on the floor, it'd be more of a guy prank than a girl.
But is that a prank that's just fucked up?
I don't know. That's
you're in a hostel with a bunch of people you don't know, and you take a shit on the floor?
Well, exactly. On your idiot meter, that's probably pretty high.
Yeah, unknown guy or girl. I don't know. Because, like,
it's just something that probably should never have happened. But, like, you know.
What? Like, I don't understand how that happened.
I'm just happy I wasn't the one that found it.
Like, you know, that's really dumb. Like, is that, no, is a 9 too high for that? Yeah.
No, I think you could probably go up to 10, honestly.
No, 10's high.
I mean, like, you shit on the floor, though.
Yeah, we're going to give person who shit on hostel floor a 9 out of 10 on the idiot meter. Because, yeah. Like, what the fuck, dude?
The idiot meter. The idiot meter. The idiot meter.
And we're back.
Yeah.
Hey, Kellen, how's it been? It's been a while.
It's been a while, yeah. I'm glad, like, we got to hear someone else's story to make me feel, like, less of an idiot today. But I have a feeling we're going to just get right back into that right away. So
I don't think you should feel, like, less of an idiot.
I just like hearing other people do stupid stuff. It's like, it's not just me. I'm not alone.
It's weirdly comforting.
Yeah, it's like, oh, great. Great. Love that.
What else you got?
I'll let you pick which one to go next. Do you want to talk about Spanish steps or fish eyes?
Ooh, fish eyes or Spanish steps. Give me the Spanish step.
So we're walking around in Rome.
Rome.
We're walking the streets. We're like, just checking out stuff. We just went to the Colosseum.
Italy.
Super cool. Yeah. Colosseum.
Rome, Italy.
Super cool. Super big. Rome, Italy. Yep. And then we're just walking the streets. I'm like, let's get some gelato for the 10th time today.
Yeah.
So we're just walking the streets. Then my friend's like, oh, we're here. I'm like, oh, we're where? They're like, the steps. I'm like, huh? He's like, the Spanish steps. I'm like, Brayden, are you dumb? I was like, we're in Rome. I'm like, they speak Italian here, not Spanish. I'm like, these are not the Spanish steps, moron. We're going to Barcelona and Madrid next. And turns out they're actually called the Spanish steps.
God damn it, Kellen. So did they rip you apart or what?
Oh God, yeah. Like, oh, they don't let me live anything down. Like, it's just logic. Like, why are the Spanish Steps in Rome? Like, is there an actual reason why they're called that?
Oh, I guarantee you there is. Are we gonna look it up though?
Yeah, because I'm interested.
Yeah. Oh, wait, you look it up because I went to Rome for a few days as well. We stayed maybe a 15-minute walk from the Colosseum, and Rome was it was very interesting. A lot of like real history, not like 200-year-old history, but like, you know, 2,000-year-old history. I really have nothing to say here. My trip was not as interesting as yours. I mean, I went on a bus tour. We had everything laid out for us. There wasn't anything to it.
They're saying like it was first named Trinitia dei Monti.
Wow, nice enunciation.
Thing sounded Italian too, hey?
Yeah, oh for sure.
And then it eventually was renamed to its current name after the lower Piazza de Spagna. The Spanish Square is the translation to that.
So they're named after the Spanish square.
Yeah, and then the steps are in the square, and it's named that, and like, yeah. Piazza, oh, they probably went like that because it's like pizza, piazza, and they're like, oh, we're Rome, we have pizza. That makes sense.
Yeah, I'm sure that's that must be why. They named it, wait, what?
The square, piazza de something, means Spanish something.
And so they
I'm just assuming they were like, oh, piazza, pizza.
Pizza, piazza, moving on. So you think that they named it the piazza, which means Spanish.
Pizza.
Okay, good. Just clarifying.
I think that's logical.
Yeah, logical. No, logical. Totally. Yeah.
Yeah.
What else you got? Okay, it's fish eyes. Fish eyes.
Okay, so this one's in Austria.
Okay. So you went from Italy to Austria?
No, I asked you what order you wanted them in, so we skipped.
Okay.
Yeah. So this is before realizing the Spanish steps are.
This is before
in Rome.
Yeah.
Yes.
Being educated.
Yes. I was honestly educated every day there. I learned something new every day. It was great. But yeah, so fish eye. So in Austria, my friend knew a guy there. So he lived in Hallstatt, which is like a little town. We were originally in Vienna, but then this guy picked us up at the train station and took us to Hallstatt. And basically, there's like lots of mountains there, really cool scenery, blah, 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 but you don't care about that. It's fine. So we went to a restaurant there. Restaurant at the top of a mountain. And you know how you get to a top of a mountain?
By walking?
No, by driving in a circle and slowly elevating. Maybe it wasn't a mountain. Maybe it was a hill. But anyways, no guardrails or anything because that's super cool and not scary and I'm going to fall off and die. He's like whipping around these corners. I'm like, oh, this is the last day of my life. But we made it to the top. We get there. I'm like, special of the day, fresh fish. I was like, I love seafood. So I ordered fish. I was like, this sounds great. So yeah, I ordered a fish because I'm like, oh, fresh fish. I love fish. And look, we're by water. So fish is probably really, really fresh and really, really good. So I order my fish and my plate comes and it's just a plate with a whole fish. Like it's cooked, but there's like eyeballs.
Jesus.
And like bones. Fish have bones. What the heck? Anyways, so the eyeballs are there. And I'm like, oh my God, I didn't want you to get eyeballs. I'm just going to not touch those things, right? And then the guy we were with, his name was Christoph, I believe. And he was like, I was like, oh, the eyes. He's like, oh, it's like Australian. No, fuck. Austrian? It's Austrian tradition to eat the eyeballs. Or it's like really disrespectful in our culture. And I was like, well, shit, guess I'm eating the eyeballs because I'm not going to disrespect the man that drove me up this mountain because I want to get down the mountain. So I was like, all right, stuck my fork in the eyeball.
You eat it?
Put it in my mouth. And I'm like chewing. I'm like, he's like, how is it? I was like, it's good. It wasn't like horrible, but it's like chewing gross. And like, I was like, there's a freaking eyeball in my mouth right now. And I'm chewing on a squishy eyeball. Anyways, so like I'm eating it. He's like, all right, so I just want to come clean. I was like, huh?
Oh no.
He's like, I was just fucking with you.
Oh my God, Kelly.
He's like, I didn't think you were actually going to eat the eyeball. What the heck, man? I was like, well, I wasn't going to disrespect your culture. Like I'm an uneducated cultured person.
Kelly.
So I ate it and he's like, okay, but now I feel like really bad, so I'm gonna eat the other one. I was like, hey, yeah, you are. And he ate the other eyeball, and it was a bonding moment.
You and Christoph.
Yeah.
Dude, I can't believe you actually ate the eyeball.
You would have too, no?
No, I wouldn't have.
I was like, nope. I can't disrespect this chance. Dude. It's I was actually, like, I have to.
I feel like, yeah, sorry, dude, but
like, there's other tables around us, and he's like, it's Austrian culture. I'm like, well, I'm not gonna send Mac a plate with two eyeballs on it and then be like, oh, this guy hates our culture. I was like, oh, I guess I'm eating it.
Well, Kellen.
So they probably took the plate back and were like, what the fuck? This guy ate the eyeballs. What
the fuck? Dude, that's absolutely disgusting. But what was the best food you had in Europe?
Oh, like Rome in Venice, like just the 5 days or 6 days we spent in Italy, that was the one place we ate out every day. Like pizza, pasta, gelato. Like, oh, it's true what they say.
What do they say?
Italians have or make good food. It's good.
Italian food
Italy is really good. Food is good.
Risotto, that rice stuff. That rice stuff, man. So true. Do you drink wine in Italy, though?
No, I'm not a wine guy.
Not a wine guy?
No. Does sangria count?
No.
Okay, then no. No, we just stuck with beer. We got free shots because we went to the same bar for the 3 days in a row. And then the lady on the last day was like, oh, my Canadian friends, here you go, have shots on me.
Is that your best Italian accent?
Yeah.
Nice. Okay. But yeah. So you got free shots, though, because you just went to the bar so damn much?
Yeah, she added me on Facebook. She said happy birthday to me and stuff. Like, real nice bartender.
Well, dude, that's pretty awesome.
Yeah, got to have those connections, you know?
Yeah, exactly. Your Prague stories.
We went to Prague, or how they say it there, Praha.
Is that how they say
that's
it in Czech?
That's how you say it in Czech Republic, yeah. And we went on a pub crawl. And
in like, Prague.
Yeah, and every...
Sorry, Praha.
Yeah, exactly, Praha. And you get, like, you get a welcome shot at every bar, and it was super cool. I'm like, guess I'm getting fucked up tonight, because, like, I don't handle liquor well. And we went to three bars before the main bar, so I was already three shots in. We got a beer at each one. I'm like, done already.
Yeah.
Then we go to this bar, Harlavi Lozne? Harlavi Lozne?
Wow.
It's a five-story bar with a different theme on each level, like, different kind of music on each level. So, of course, we went to the social music, old school songs at the top.
Right, right.
Yeah. So we're just getting really drunk there. Bar closes at 6 there. In the morning.
Wow.
And we were supposed to go on a walking tour the next morning at 10. And it was 5 a.m. No dancing, just some good Grease songs, stuff like that. They have the Grease songs in Europe. If you don't know me, I'm a huge Grease fan. But yeah, so we're just like having a good time. And my friend's like, hey, it's time to go. I was like, it's 5 in the morning. It's open till 6. They're like, Kellen, like we gotta, like we're going. We gotta wake up early. I was like, no. I was like, are you serious? And they're like, Kellen, we're leaving. And then they like forced me to leave because like, yeah, whatever. Then on the way home, I'm like yelling at them the whole time. We get back to the hostel. And then I'm always on the top bunk because I'm the small guy. So I always got the top bunk. So annoying. And like, I'm trying to climb this ladder. And for some reason, this ladder was just a lot taller than I believed it was when I was sober. So I'm like trying to get up this ladder. I'm like at the top and I literally fell off and like hit like the ground real hard like two times. I'm like, oh my God, I need to get up this ladder. And I'm already in a bad mood because I left the bar an hour early and people don't do that. Anyways, I was like, these people think we're losers. So I'm like climbing this ladder, falling off. And eventually I get up there, wake up the next morning, 1 p.m. We missed our walking tour and my friends hated me.
You slept until 1 p.m.?
Yeah, we all did.
Nice.
Yeah. Yeah, and they're all like, thanks, Kellen. I was like, yeah, thanks. And then my hip hurt from falling off the ladder that night. And then
So you got the top bunk. What did your two friends share the bottom bunk?
No, we usually got two bottoms, one top.
Ah, I see. Yeah. And then the other person in the hostel got the other top bunk.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, it was dumb. But honestly, my uncle bought us a hotel room in Munich and it had two queen size beds, and me and Braden took the bed. We're like, Isaac, you're sleeping on the floor because we're not sharing a bed with you. So he slept on the floor the one time we had an actual hotel. And the beds were so nice, and me and Braden are the smaller too, and Isaac's the bigger guy and he's like on the floor. But yeah, so that was great. And then I embarrassed myself the next night in Prague because we went just to the hostel bar. We're like, oh, gonna take it easy. I was a little hungover. And there was a bachelorette party
yeah. At a hostel bar.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, so they're like having a good time. My friends are like, hey, you know what, Kellen, we'll give you 20 euros if you get one of the girls to dance with you. I was like, okay, I wasn't feeling any of the ones in the bride's party, which probably would have been the smart way to go because they're all hammered and it probably like would have been easier to do. I wait till this really attractive girl walks in, sober, is like, whatever. I walk up to her. I'm like, want to dance? Because I'm like already drunk, of course. I'm like, want to dance? And she's like, I don't speak English. Like she says, I don't speak English to my face. I'm like, oh, okay, you understood what I said, definitely. And you do speak English because you just spoke it. And yeah, and I was like, oh, okay, it's okay. Bye. And then I went to my friend and I'm like, we have to leave now. I was like, we're going to the room now. And they're like, why? What happened? They're like, I'm like, she doesn't speak English. They're like, oh, I'm like, no, like she literally said she doesn't speak English. They're like, oh, she definitely does. And they're like, why would you not go for someone from the bachelorette party, you idiot? I was like, I don't know, but let's go.
Kellen, I don't speak English. Well, I don't speak English either. I don't.
You really don't.
I don't speak it.
But you can say it. So maybe she didn't. Maybe it was all like misunderstood and she just didn't.
Maybe she only spoke that one phrase so that when people talk to her, she could just say, oh. Like I can say in Serbian, I can say over the hill or over the mountain. Preko planina.
Preko planina?
Preko.
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 Planina.
Planina.
Yeah.
Prekoplanina.
Prekoplanina.
Okay, cool.
Prekoplanina.
Thanks for that.
Yeah, over the hill. So maybe she just like learned I don't speak English in English so that she can just say when people come up to her and ask her shit. She can just say, oh, yeah. I don't speak English.
Or maybe she was like, oh, God.
I'm sure you can say I don't understand in French.
Bon, je ne sais pas. Bonjour.
Je ne sais pas.
Oh, I did not know that.
Je ne sais pas français.
But could you have said it in Prahagian?
Anglaise. What? Could I say it in Prahagian? No, I couldn't
no, exactly.
say it in Czech. I wouldn't be able to speak
and
it in Czech.
Honestly, I also got my favorite hoodie ever from Prague, too.
Really? Is it the one you're wearing right now?
No.
Do you even like that one?
It's all right. I wear it a lot, but yeah. No, it's the one. It says, come check me out. And my friends were like, you're never wearing that. And I wore it in public, and they didn't talk to me.
So that was your Czech story.
Yeah, those are my... That's, yeah.
Now what?
We're just going to wrap it up with the Paris story.
Le Paris.
Paris. I don't want to go back there. Not just because of this story, but because like it was all right. Eiffel Tower's cool, but only got to be there once. You're cool. Don't need to go back.
Hmm.
But anyways, and it smells.
What does it smell like?
Smoke and piss.
You want to know what smells bad? I went to New York this summer.
Mm.
It smelled like garbage everywhere. Just smell like hot garbage.
Oh, my God.
And you know why? Because everyone just puts their garbage at the end of the street, and then they just leave it, and there's big piles of garbage everywhere.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, it was weird.
That's gross.
It was. It did smell bad.
Huh.
Anyway, Paris.
Paris also smells bad. so I guess there was, like, this castle thing, you know, like one of those touristy, like, castles or, like, things you, like, go to see. I was like, huh, let's go. And we're going up. Then these three guys come up to me and my friends, each one goes to each one of us and grabs our wrist and starts tying a bracelet on it. I was like, hi. Then they're like tying it, they finished tying it, and then my two friends booked it. So then all three of them come to me. I was like, oh my God, I'm scared of this. This is how I'm gonna die. And they're like, money. I was like,
tying a bracelet, so what? They're tied themselves to you?
No, they just tied a bracelet on me and then they like
helped. Oh.
They like helped me back. Like I can go up and my friends ditched me because they were able to break through and like I'm not strong and I'm like a little bitch. So I was just like standing there and
so they come up, they give you a bracelet and they expect payment.
Yeah, and they like corner you and they're like money. So I gave them like the away. €2 in my pocket and I was like here and he's like I wipe my butt or I wipe my ass with €2. I was like, well, I don't know what you want me to see. They say we see your money belt. I was like, oh.
Money belt?
Yeah, I have like a money belt underneath my shirt, but apparently it wasn't like enough under my shirt, so they're like, huh, we see where you keep your money. And I was like, oh well, I don't know. And in hindsight, I could have literally just turned around and walked down because they're not going to murder me or do anything with a bunch of tourists around. But in my head, I'm like, oh my God, I'm going to die. Like in my head, I'm like, this is it. I'm dead.
So what'd you do?
I gave them €20.
Oh, Kellen.
I got robbed.
Oh, no, you didn't. You didn't get robbed. You just gave him $20. You could have just walked away.
Honestly, my friend Brayden agrees that I didn't get robbed. And yeah, my friend Brayden said I didn't get robbed. And I talked to him this past week and here's what he had to say.
So what really happened was, yes, there's two staircases that went up to the top, and on both sides there's groups that they just try and get money out of tourists.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, most people don't know how Kellen looks, but he's a pretty skinny guy, and he can't really push his way through. But these guys would come up, and they just wrap a string around your wrist, tight enough that they could hold on to it so that you couldn't really walk away from them without them pulling on you.
Mm-hmm.
So me and Isaac kind of just keep walking, thinking Kellen's right behind us. It's no problem. Break the string they're holding and just keep going. Yeah, we get to the top and we're waiting. It's been about a couple minutes. Like, oh, maybe we should go see where Kellen is. And yeah,
maybe.
Look down the stairs and he's surrounded by a few guys. He says that he didn't say that he had money or they saw his money belt, but he kind of opened it in front of them. And they're like, well, give me that €20. He's like, well, I'm not going to give you that. He says he got robbed, but he really just gave him like €10. Just
20.
Was it 20?
Yeah, it's because eventually I like felt like I had to because they were going to murder me. But
yeah.
Eventually, I mean, like looking back, I could have just walked down backwards because they were surrounding me from going up.
Yeah, there's a lot of things.
I was like, I'm not going to, like, I have to get through. I was like, I don't know what to do. I'm like, well, my friends left me. They hate me. I'm going to die. It's like whatever, so
yeah.
But yeah, gave them €20 and then just starved to death the rest of the day.
Yeah, he was planning on buying some sweater, but he really couldn't justify buying it after losing €20.
No, and we went to McDonald's and you two ate. I didn't. Because those €20 really made or break me? Make break you know what I'm trying to say.
Yeah.
Yeah, but honestly, I got robbed. Like, I didn't just give it to them. Like, they saw it. And what am I going to do? Just not give it to them?
It's like they had a knife to you. Exactly. It was they, you opened your money belt in front of them and saw all the cash.
I like the story when it's like they saw the money belt, not that I opened it in front of them. That makes me sound dumber.
You opened it.
Thanks. Yeah, thanks a lot, Braden, for shitting on me some more.
Wow, thanks, Braden.
Yeah, that was great. So, yeah, they say I didn't get robbed. I got robbed. And it resulted in me not eating that day. We went to McDonald's, and I was like, I'm too broke. I'm not eating. And I was just depressed the whole day, and I was like, I'm not eating. I'm broke. So I didn't eat that day.
You didn't get robbed. You could have.
I got robbed. I stand by that. I got robbed.
You fell.
20 euros.
You blew it.
But know what? That's my Europe trip.
That's your whole Europe trip. Man, what a...
Oh, I'm sure there was more, but we don't need to talk anymore.
What a jaunt.
Yeah, it was a time. It was a good 6 weeks, but 6 weeks was definitely enough and definitely gave me enough content. And definitely makes me sound like an idiot. So,
yeah, so all of your Europe stories combined into one, Kellen, you're going to go ahead and get a 15 out of 10.
Okay. What was the dumbest one?
The dumbest one? Giving that guy 20 euros. Dude, for real? What are you, crazy?
I know. I'm like, that translates to like more money in Canadian.
Yeah, it does. It translates to like 40 bucks.
And I'm $40 poorer. And I.
Oh, and dude, eating the fish eyes. Oh, my.
They weren't that gross. It was just rubbery, okay? It was fine. It was good.
And getting your arm in a meat grinder.
No lie. Whatever. Yeah, but anyways, I'm sick of talking about me. I can't wait till next week to see how big of an idiot you are.
Check it out next week. We're going to go over. So that was Kellen's episode this week where we talk about Kellen's ridiculous trip around Europe. Next week, we're going to talk about some of my trips, some of the stupid stuff that I've done. And, oh, yeah, what's that, Killdog?
And yeah, we're going to like show that we're both idiots on this show and it's not just me. So just you'll want to see this.
Along with an interview or two next week, and we'll see how it goes. So thanks for tuning in to the first episode. And everyone say it with me, Kellen's an idiot. Well, you are so one. Mix that up a little bit and a little sweeter. I mean, the people, they get nicer. We got